ஓம் சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் வியாசசங்கரமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரவதீதமஸ்து மா வித்விஷாவை ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. So yesterday we're seeing quickly all the contents of this text. Vakya Vrittihi. The thorough analysis of the Mahavakyam. Tattvamasi. So until the tenth verse, the teacher actually, Shankara Bhagavatpada prepares us for entering into the enquiry in the meaning of the two words Tattantvam. So in the 9th and 10th, in these two verses, Shankara Bhagavatpada makes it very clear that knowledge of the meaning of the statements or sentences is dependent on the knowledge of the meanings of the words. So the words have literal, direct meanings. Mukhyartha or Vachyartha. Words also have contextually implied meanings. So, whatever meaning should be taken in that appropriate context, to get the correct meaning, that meaning should be taken. That's why it is said, what is conveyed by the sentence becomes very clear only if the meanings of the knowledge of the meanings of the words becomes clear. Okay. Then, from the 11th verse onwards, until the 27th verse, 11th to the 27th. Tvam pada lakshyarthaha, alone is discussed. Directly tvam pada lakshyartha is discussed in these verses, 11th to the 27th. And what is tvam pada lakshyarthaha? Tvam pada vachyarthaha includes body, minds and complex of the atma. Lakshyarthaha takes only the atma. So you say atma, so this consciousness, existence, which is of the nature of limitlessness, implied by the term Atma, is the Lakshyartha of the Tvam. That is discussed in how many verses? 11th verse onwards until the 27th verse. Thereafter, 28th verse onwards until the 36th verse. Usually we are supposed to do this. The book has given everything clear. 28th verse onwards until 36th verse. Lakshyartha, the implied meaning of the word tat, contextually implied meaning of the word tat is discussed. Because Ishvara, the tatpada vachyartha is Ishvara, which is again Atma or Brahma with Maya Shakti. You take Maya as enough. Understand Atma with Maya is what? Tatpada vachyartha. But Lakshyartha is same, the consciousness, existence, which is obviously the limitlessness, is the tattva lakshyartha also. That is discussed in these verses. There specifically, this consciousness being the witness of Maya also has been mentioned. So Maya undergoes changes. From being unmanifest, it becomes manifest. Again, from being manifest, again becomes unmanifest. That is the nature of the Maya. And so this consciousness is the witness of the Maya, which undergoes changes also. Therefore, that consciousness existence is the lakshyartha of tat. Clear? Okay, next. The next, 37th verse onwards. சப்தத்ரிம்ஷத்தம ஸ்லோகாத் ஏகசத்வாரிம்ஷத்தம ஸ்லோக பர்யந்தம் 37th to the 41st. The identity between Jivatma and Paramatma, the same essential oneness of Jivatma and Paramatma, having analyzed in the previous verses, implied, contextually implied meaning of the words Tvam and Tat separately, Now here in these verses, very few verses, how Jivatma Swarupam, Paramatma Swarupam being one and the same is discussed. Clear? Okay. Then afterwards, 42nd and 43rd, again he goes back stating the Vachyartha of Tattantvam are mentioned once. So mentioning the Vachyartha or Mukhyartha, the direct literal meaning of the words Tattantvam are again mentioned. Then what should be rejected, what should be taken? The Lakshana, the which Lakshana should be used in order to arrive at the appropriate meaning conveyed by the sentence. Pratyamasi as an equation. Isn't it? So in that context, we understood three Lakshanas. Jahati Lakshana and Ajahati Lakshana. We don't need to understand Jahati, Ajahati Lakshana. Just for the sake of understanding, we understood Jahati Lakshana, Ajahati Lakshana. Two words. You make it a compound word. Jahat, Jahal Lakshana, Ajahal Lakshana. Understand? Compound words, Jahal Lakshana, Ajahal Lakshana are compound words. Otherwise, Jahati Lakshana, Ajahati Lakshana. In these two Lakshanas, in the first one, Jahati Lakshana, the direct meaning is given up, and what is associated, attached to the direct meaning alone is taken. Example, remember?
Yakshir.
What example? Yakshir, okay? So Yakshir has put the photo in the group. So here, primary meaning is rejected. Primary direct meaning is rejected. You're taking what is associated with that which is associated, connected to that primary meaning is taken. Jahati Lakshana or Jahal Lakshana. In Ajahal Lakshana, Ajahati Lakshana means the primary meaning is retained. Not only primary meaning, along with the primary meaning, something else associated with the primary meaning also is included. Isn't it? So vehicles are coming means vehicles alone cannot come. Vehicles must be coming driven by conscious beings, isn't it? So with the people. Okay. That is the Ajahati Lakshana. And what is Jaha Jahal Lakshana or Jaha Dajahal Lakshana means part should be given up, part should be retained, which is also known as Bhagatyaga Lakshana. This Bhagatyaga Lakshana, you take the primary meaning of the primary or direct meaning of the word Tattantvam, then part of it, Mithya Anatma aspect of Mithya Anatma, opposite aspects of Tattantvam are given up, and only the essential non-different Satya Atma aspect alone is retained. Is it clear? That is this Bhagatyaga Lakshana. So applying this Bhagatyaga Lakshana, when we understand implied meanings of the words Tattantvam and the statement, what is conveyed by the statement, essential oneness of Jivatma and Paramatma becomes arrived at. Is it clear? That is discussed in these verses. Thereafter, having mentioned about the Lakshana, the verse number 44, again, Shankara Bhagavatpada himself gives direct primary meaning of the word Tvam in verse number 44. And in verse number 45, he gives the direct primary meaning of the word Tat. Tatpada Vachyartha. So, pancha chatvarimshattama shlokasya vishyaha tatpada vachyartha. Chatvarimshattama shlokasya vishyaha Tumpada Vachyartha. Okay, direct primary meanings of these two words are discussed again in verses 44 and 45. Clear? Then, 46th verse. So, in this, in order to arrive at the exact, what exactly is conveyed by the Tattvamasi Mahavakyam, the sentence of equation, to arrive at it, actually, the primary meaning, the primary meaning is given up, and only the contextually implied secondary meaning alone is retained. And why only the primary meaning, why the primary meaning is rejected, why the secondary meaning, contextually implied meaning is retained. That is also explained there. Okay. Then, in verse number 47, what is a lakshyartha? There's a definition of lakshya, definition of the indirectly revealed or contextually implied meaning is given. Then the same thing he says, having presented the definition of the contextually implied meaning of the words or indirectly revealed meaning of the words, then how that definition applied in this Tattvamasi Mahavakyam is discussed in the 48th verse. Application of the definition in this Mahavakyam is discussed in the 48th verse. Clear? So having finished the whole teaching, Shankara Bhagavatpada states, even after the analysis, a person understands, okay, where has the clear understanding of the fact that Aham Brahma Asmi, analysis of or inquiry into the implied meanings of these words Tattvamasi should definitely result in what? Understanding of one's own self being Brahma. Thereby one can say what? One can claim the reality of Brahman as one's own self. So the statement Aham Brahma Asmi must be the expression of one's vision of the fact. So for that fact, for that fact to become ascertained, what is it? Bhagavan has come here. Where? I think they're from the trees. To have ascertained vision of the fact, one of which one has understood, and thereby to enjoy the benefit of that vision, definitely one must be mentally prepared and one must focus on one's mental preparation, for which one must have all the disciplines such as Shamaha, etc. Without having these disciplines, Shamaha, Dhamaha, Uparmaha, Tiha, Saddha, Samaha, etc., it's Shankaracharya, mentions what is emphasis by the Shastram, that it is impossible for one to have the assimilated, ascertained vision of the understanding. And without having the assimilation of the knowledge, it's not possible for one to enjoy the benefit of the knowledge. So what is the use of having the knowledge if you are not able to enjoy the benefit of it? So one must see. So along with the pursuit of jnanam, being given the discipline of shravanam, etc. also, one must take care of one's disciplines. One must have these disciplines. If these disciplines are not there, if a person does not have adequate mastery over one's mind and sense organs, etc., one must see that one lives a life, follows such a lifestyle, that in due course of time, one becomes adequately disciplined. Okay? Why? Only then, the effort of studying the Shastram, listening to the unfoldment of the Shastram, having the clear understanding, and even to assimilate the teaching, to enjoy the benefit of the teaching, one must have a disciplined mind. Having a disciplined mind implies having a disciplined personality. So he emphasizes that in verse number 49. Then finally. So, Shastra Kripa, grace of the Shastram in terms of Shruti Mata and the grace of the teacher really blesses, contributes for a person having this wisdom, thereby to become free from the bondage of samsara. Isn't it? So one, if a person becomes disciplined and he gets his wish, if he converts his jnanam into jnana nishta, knowledge into an ascertained knowledge, assimilated knowledge, then definitely he can enjoy the benefit of this knowledge in terms of what? He can have jivan mukti or living in this world itself. He can become free from the bondage of karma. Sanjita karma he can resolve. Agami karma he can resolve. Paradha karma also can be exhausted in this life itself, objectively. Thereby, he can attain jivan mukti. And he can attain videh mukti also in this life itself. Without requiring to travel anywhere. So, sadyo mukti means attaining moksha in this life itself. If a person attains moksha while living, then when the paradha karma gets exhausted, and he can attain videh mukti. That's what he means by saying sadyo mukti. Sadyo mukti is what? Opposite of krama mukti. Krama mukti means a person has to live a very strictly disciplined life, meditative life. And as a result of practicing meditation, one must earn punyam. As a result of punyam, one can travel through some higher, some different paths, shukla gatihi, etc. One can go to higher loka. There one can attain jnanam. Then he attains moksha. It's called krama muktihi. So such, there's no travel involved. No journey is involved. No attainment of moksha later on. In this very life itself, a person can attain videha muktihi at the end of his life. If a person lives his life as a jivan mukta with assimilated vision. Is it clear? This is the content of this last three verses. Verse number 50 to 53. This is what Shankara Bhagavatpada states. Finally, again he expresses his gratitude towards Shruti. But for the Vedanta Shastra Pramanam, there's no way of understanding this truth. Not to understanding the truth, even to prepare our minds to understand this subtle fact, to live a disciplined life also, we need guidance. Understand? Therefore, it is all grace of Shastram. Also grace of the teacher. So, Shruti's grace, Shastram, grace of Shastram, grace of teacher blesses a person with conviction. Conviction means doubt-free, ascertained vision, which will result in attainment of sadyo mukti, name of jivan mukti, videh mukti in this life itself. With this, the contents of the entire text have been very briefly, we have seen. Understand? When you go back, if you go through, again, doubts come anywhere, and please do text me or ask me.